before we continue on with old business, let's go ahead and have the discussion on the Rural Health Care District lease extension. And I'll open that up for discussion. Gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner.
Mr. Sherbel, I talked with Lorraine Werner yesterday, and it's my understanding that the Rural Health Care District anticipates making a decision at your meeting tomorrow night regarding which building site that you plan on choosing. Is that correct?
We have received our report. I sent a copy of it to Andy. I don't know if he distributed it to you or not, of the analysis of the of constructing the hospital and using both the current clinic site and the hospital site. That's been sent out to our board meetings as well as the Pinedale Mayor and others to look at, and we have that on discussion tonight, and I hope that we might come to a decision, but I don't know that that will, I don't know how, I haven't heard anything from the board. I have no idea how that will go, whether we're going to feel confident we have a decision or not, but I hope so, yes.
Okay, because I would like to make a motion with regards to the clinic lease that the amount remained at $10,000 for 30 days beginning August 1st, providing the commission receives a definitive answer from the healthcare district on an offer to sell the clinic properties by Friday, July 20th.
Okay. Is that doable? Who knows?
I have no idea how the board is going to respond or act or respond to the information we have.
Well, I say that because I think there was some correspondence between you and the chairman with regards to that lease that maybe led us or led me to believe that you were close to coming to that conclusion with us having to be faced with making that decision today. If, in fact, that's not the case and it's going to be longer, I think that may impact our discussion on that lease terms or lease amount or agreement. My thought.
Okay.
I've encouraged our board members to be ready to make a decision at a meeting tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, and I understand that is all you can do.
I can't tell you if it's going to happen or not, or
perhaps
it's a serious decision, and I just don't know if they're going to be ready to make that or not.
Perhaps we move forward with that motion with the good faith that Chairman Sherbel will do his best to get his board to make a decision tomorrow night.
Well, the motion contains a deadline on that.
A contingency
on the deadline. So if that can't be assured, then I would
your motion.
Withdraw the motion.
You would word your motion differently.
Yeah.
I understand.
Comments?
Yeah, further discussion here. I think I'm ready to just go ahead and authorize a 30-day extension at the $10,000 with just the good faith that they'll do the best they can to make a decision tomorrow night. And that if that isn't made, then we have another discussion in 30 days when we renew the lease again.
I agree. To expedite this for another month, give us from them the good faith that they're going to make a decision. I have no problems doing that right now. I hope they do one way or the other, so we know what to do.
Make a motion that we extend their lease for 30 more days at $10,000.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Excellent. It has been moved and seconded that we extend the lease to the Rural Health Care District for 30 days in the amount of $10,000. Any further discussion?
Matt.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Mr. Chair, I'll be back at 1 o'clock for P&Z. Can I bring that lease for your signature?
Yeah.
You bet. Tomorrow.
Absolutely. That'd be great. Okay. You're in business for another 30.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
Commissioner Burnett.
Mr. Chairman, along those lines and considering old business, Scott, I think also it's my understanding that in considering the existing clinic site with comparison to the alternative site at Bloomfield, there is the need, if they use a clinic site, to demolish or tear down the old clinic at a cost estimated to be about $225,000. Is that correct?
I don't recall a specific number on the demolition. At our meeting a month ago, they talked about $100,000 on it, on the demolition. I don't recall that I've seen a specific demolition number, but I'll have an answer to that tomorrow night. I'll make sure we have a cost of that.
But the other half of that statement would be correct, that in selecting, in terms of making a determination to select the Pinedale Clinic site for the proposed critical access hospital, as your plans have been drawn up, it would require that that old clinic be removed.
The site that was the, in order for the design team to do an analysis of the ball fields, we asked them to put the, we're using for the purpose of the analysis the same hospital plan, layout plan, as we've been using out at the Bloomfield site. So we're as much as possible comparing apples to apples. And part of the issue with using the existing clinic building is having efficiencies of operation, and which is movement of traffic back and forth between the two. And so we asked them to position the hospital as close as possible to the existing clinic. And looking at the configuration, that would suggest that yes, where the old office building is the closest proximity that matches that traffic pattern. So the current analysis, yes, that is still in a looking at demolishing the old building. That's not to say that if we choose the site that that's where we're going to end up, because we're still, if we choose that site, we then start looking at the overall cost and how we build it, and we may go to a different model. Many things may change, and so it's not a definite that it absolutely has to be demolished. But at the current look of what they look at for this exercise, it would include the demolishment of that, yes.
Well, with that in mind, if that's still an option that's available, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion that the commission reduce their offer to sell the Pinedale Clinic properties to the healthcare district by an additional $250,000, contingent upon the following, and that is, number one, that the existing old clinic public health building would not be demolished, thereby saving the district the cost of that demolition, and that that building would be made available for the commission to lease for public health. And that, number two, the Rural Healthcare District would pursue using the ball field to reposition the critical access hospital to allow for the first condition. In addition, that the Rural Healthcare District would make a decision on our offer to sell the Pinedale Clinic property in good faith as soon as possible, and preferably by Friday, July 20th.
Is that in, is that a motion?
That is a motion.
From one bad one to one long one.
Okay, excellent.
I would just ask Doc if he would maybe amend that a little bit to say lease or retain ownership of the building, because you just said lease in there.
I said lease in there because we've already agreed to sell them the entire clinic properties. We didn't parcel out any portion of that to lease. So, no, I stand by my motion.
Do you?
I'll second that.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we reduce the amount from the original amount by $250,000. Give me that, will you? Okay. It has been moved that we reduce the commission offer to sell the Pinedale Clinic property to the healthcare district by an additional $250,000 contingent on
contingent on them not demolishing the old clinic.
Contingent on the old clinic remaining
and our ability to lease that facility for public health.
With our ability to lease that for public health. Okay. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So may I ask a question on that?
Hold on just a second. We're going to go into further discussion on it now, and I'll go ahead and allow you to ask your question.
Well, my question is Tom's question is if you want to retain that old building as an office building for your county purposes, then it would seem to me that you're already changing your offer to us by minus $250,000. I don't see that you can't change your offer and offer to sell us only the old clinic building. And if you want to retain and have the use of that, what I'm hearing is you absolutely want to keep that old building intact and continue to use it for county office buildings. If that's the case, then let's make that clear and let's change the offer to us. It's never too late to change that offer and take it off. And then we know that it's really not available to us and we have to make our plans accordingly. So I'm just curious.
With all due respect, the offer was made not entirely to keep the old clinic for an office space. It was made with that purpose in mind, but also with the purpose of being able to further help you reduce your costs because of your intent to demolish the old clinic. I, for one, at this point would not want to reconsider our offer because you are close to making a decision tomorrow night. I would not want to muddle the overall decision, nor would I want your board to be able to say that at the last minute we're changing things and that may have some impact on your decision on which property to use. I'm merely trying to make an offer that may help you in terms of your cost as outlined per previous discussions with Lorraine Werner at the USDA in making comparison costs between choosing those two building sites.
This new motion, as I understand it, will not supersede the previous offer if you choose not to accept this.
Correct. The other offer still stands.
The other option stands.
So may I hear this motion again?
Okay, the motion is for the commission to offer to reduce the price that we're asking for the Pinedale Clinic properties by an additional $250,000 if the existing old clinic would not be demolished. And if it weren't demolished, it would be made available for the commission to lease for public health.
Okay, thank you.
This motion actually just has to do with us, so.
Correct.
This is a motion we will be voting on, and if it is passed and proposed, you can take it or leave it.
understand.
And it has no way impacts the previous offer. The previous offer.
No, it does not supersede the previous offer.
It's been on the table since May.
It's just another option.
I appreciate the clarification. I understand where your position is now. Thank you.
Okay. Further discussion, gentlemen, on this? All in favor, then, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. The offer is made.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, let's go on with fans and bills and do some old business. Commissioner Rawhauser, you finished up?
Yes.
Okay. You sure don't want to talk about rocks or
no,
anything?
At another time.
LaVarge Creek Road.
At another time. I've batten a thousand okay. So far on my stuff.
All right. Sounds good. Commissioner Noel.
One thing I have to report on is Joanne was in town, which you all know. We discussed the RFI moving forward with an RFP, as you know, and the grant to the RUD. They pretty much, Heather's got a road, which we just gave them permission to move forward. The only other conversation is if this continues on the path it is, and Mary, I would like for you to interject at some point. Do we go into a joint powers board at some point for this asset? Because at the point where it becomes, if it becomes an asset, who's going to manage it? So those are conversations that we're having. Nothing's been decided.
And we can continue to have those discussions. But, man, I can't imagine why we would want to enter into a joint powers board on something.
And that's
like
been
that.
That's been the general consensus of it.
Yeah. But I know it puts all the responsibility onto the county.
The problem is if not problem. The conversation is hypothetically saying when we get this asset built, it's a $10 million asset, there's going to be revenues coming from it. Who's going to manage those revenues and how would that go about? One suggestion was is a board similar to the zoning board. I don't know. I don't know how this will go. So, Mary, do you have any further ideas?
If you're going to develop a public-private partnership, what does that look like? Without knowing what the business is going to look like and what we're going to be doing, it's hard to know, but I don't know how that all gets administered. And joint powers boards, we talked about those a little bit last week. They can be good, but mostly they're not. Our experience with joint powers boards in Salt Lake County have been poor. So
those are just some of the conversations I have.
Things to consider and things to be thinking about.
A whole lot of huge considerations in this, as you all aware of. We're just going to move forward one at a time, piece by piece.
Okay, anything further?
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Commissioner Burns.
I met with Joanne and the mayor of Marbleton, as well as Sam Bixler, for a brief time when she was here. And my take-home message from that, from Joanne, was that this whole project hinges on getting federal and state grants, and that if we don't get those federal and state grants, that this project is not worth pursuing. So I'm satisfied with holding off before we put the cart in front of the horse till we get to that next step.
Sure.
That's all I have.
Commissioner Bowsman.
Mac and I attended the rededication of Trapper's Point last week sometime, I guess. Or was that Monday? No, it was last week.
Yeah.
Anyway, good crowd up there. It seemed like a lot of interest. I was on a call with the Forest Service. The national office, I guess, was represented on sage grouse. They're redoing their workforce plan, out for scoping, starting over on sage grouse. The, based on the Forest Service's, what they told us on that call, there's some major changes, table two for one, like the BLM's table two in regards to grass sites for grazing. They're gonna recognize that the livestock grazing is a de minimis activity, and table two is supposed to go away.
Oh, really?
If anybody's interested, I could forward a summary of that call. There were some other things similar to that, but it, overall, it sounded fairly positive that maybe we're gonna get more in line with this, with the state plan, and this additional layer of regulations is gonna, at least most of it is supposed to disappear. We're formally a cooperating agency, as is the conservation district, so we'll learn more about it as it goes through the process. The only other thing, the Senate Energy Environmental and Natural Resource Committee is having a hearing on Thursday this week on the Department of Interior reorganization. Susan Combs from Department of Interior will be testifying, and the reason for that is parts of this reorganization have to be approved by Congress, so that's the next step, and we'll learn more after this hearing, and depending on what Congress chooses to approve or not approve. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, excellent. Before I move into one quick thing, I need to ask Commissioner Noble, who was involved in the hiring process of the 4-H Extension person, has that offer been made?
I can't refer that to Mary because she told me yesterday.
It has not been made. Okay. Well,
I don't know. The only thing I know is what you guys told me.
Right. But before we say anything, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag of who got the position.
Okay.
Before, because I had the same conversation
right.
with Kelly.
With Kelly. Okay.
So I wanted to make sure
so
that.
It sounds to me like you guys have had the most recent conversation with Kelly.
We have, but I just don't know if the position has been offered. Because it's going
that,
to yeah. involve some budgetary shuffling.
Yes.
So let's just put this on hold then for till our next meeting, until we know if that position has been offered and accepted.
I think Kelly would come to us at meeting at that point, wouldn't he? To discuss.
Oh, I think he'll just let us know if that.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
My understanding was the offer is tentative based on approval of an additional, the only way
yeah.
they could get the person they wanted was some additional salary, and in the end it would cost the county an additional, what,
$3,200.
And my interpretation was, he was waiting to hear something that we're okay with that.
Yeah.
He
and
did get permission from the university.
He did.
So
and
I think that's where we're at.
And I think if everybody here is in accordance with the additional cost, then he can move forward.
Then we just let him know and
yeah,
he can move
and
forward.
He can move
that,
forward.
That's my understanding.
So that's, I guess that's what we really just need to talk about, is an additional $3,200 in funding that position.
But I, under the circumstances, this position was the first choice of the committee.
Yeah.
And he did manage to get the university to cough up some additional money, which is pretty surprising. So I guess with that in mind, I think I'm okay
yeah. with
it. With
the university jumping on board and picking up their half, I'm okay.
So I would like to just add one part to that, is that this offer stands for the first choice, not the latter.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Correct.
Because the first choice had a lifetime of experience is
right.
why this offer stands.
That's yeah. that's the background, yes.
Yes. So the other, if he declines, this offer does not apply. apply to the...
Yeah.
It would not.
I just need to make sure that the rest of the commission is on board with the increase.
And that was $3,200?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it would cost us.
Mr. Chairman, so this is the first time I've been involved in this. So we're involved in the money aspect of it, other than our representative, Commissioner Noble, being in the interview. But it doesn't come to us for final approval in terms of who this person is. It's just a matter of how much comes to us for the money.
The deal we've always had with the university, we pay half the salary.
Okay.
And that's where it comes
and this
in.
Is
and
their,
they, hire, they do the hire.
Person.
Yeah.
Okay.
The final approval comes from the dean of the university.
That's what I needed to know.
Yeah, that's correct. I guess what I need to know is that everyone is
on board.
Oh, okay with the increase.
With the understanding for the
with the understanding that it's for choice number one.
Yep.
Got it. Any heartburn?
I don't know much about the discussion or why the decision is being made. I just caught tidbits of this conversation regarding this individual having significant more experience in that position. So I guess I don't have enough information.
Part of the background of that, David, is the other choices, as I understand it, are like college graduates, first job, first level positions with very little, if any, experience. And the way the program has evolved here and what it amounts to today, I think Kelly was concerned that we'd be far better off with somebody with some experience than starting over with the dealings with the way the 4-H program operates and deals with parents and everything. That I think he felt pretty strongly we're better off, even if we have to up the ante a little bit, of getting somebody that's been there, done that sort of thing.
But the only problem I have with that, and I'm just asking this for informational purposes, would that impact the advertising for the job if he listed it with more work experience required and a higher reimbursement rate? Would you then get more applicants? I don't know. I can't answer that. I
highly doubt it.
Okay.
The only thing that would have got you more applicants is an increased offer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, who is Kelly?
Kelly Crane is the 4-H extension guy at the state.
Okay.
So I guess what I need is I need approval from our commission to authorize Kelly.
Do you want a motion, Mr. Chairman?
You know, why don't...
We can.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it in a motion.
Larry's shaking her head. We don't need one.
Don't need one? Okay.
I think you do it when you amend your budget.
I can authorize Kelly to just proceed for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll talk to Kelly if everybody's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. All right. We are not going to be hearing this today in planning and zoning, but we will at our next meeting. We're going to be talking about the airstrip that we talked about, and I received a letter from a constituent that asked me that I would share that with you, and that's what I'm doing.
This also went to the planning and zoning board.
I'm assuming this letter went to P&Z also, which the constituent said it did. So, but she asked that I personally share it with you guys today, so I...
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
For Mary, you have some applicants to interview for the prevention specialist.
Oh yes, I can report on that. Let's see, the deadline for applications was 5 o'clock yesterday, and Stephanie's got the actual applications, but I believe that we were close to 20 applicants for
really?
The position.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
We had a pretty good turnout. So we are going to interview on Thursday. There are four of us on the interview team. And
you gonna interview all of them?
No. I think we are interviewing six or seven. Because we got a couple applications yesterday that we were settling with, and making appointments and that type of thing. And she was still working on that, and I have to tell you, I got busy. So
yeah.
I don't know where we ended up with that, but we're gonna. I think we're doing all those interviews on Thursday, so we should have a decision pretty fast.
Were there some with some real good credentials?
Yeah. We have. We were pleasantly surprised that we have some picks. So
that's good.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
That it?
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm going to run out to my car and put a voucher together real quick. Would one of you gentlemen let me back in right here?
Surely. Give me a voucher too, would you? Give me an extra one.
Do you need some forms?
What'd you say, Joel?
Andy,
just bang on the door.
Bang on the door. This is the only one you need. I'm going to get you this one too.
How have you been, Maxine?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Yeah? I got two more markers here, too.
This must have been tangled up in some notes. I just pulled out of my phone.
Oh.
You can have it back. Well, it's old.
Well, yeah. It's
but
from like
I'm
months
sure
ago.
You were missing it, though.
No.
No?
Nope.
I don't like it, yeah.
No, that was this handout I made to you guys.
Oh, was
about
it?
March.
I don't recall it.
That was for when we set the elected official salaries.
Maybe Dennis.
Okay.
Does the person that has applied to this, did they get this letter?
Did you get the voucher covered, Dave?
Yeah, I did. Thank you. I don't know how to fill one out.
Some applicants and
some that's the rate? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
0.550?
0.545.
That's 54
and a half. That's right. 54. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yes. 0.545.
0.510.
Choices would be nice.
Yeah. Picks are good.
I could have done this.
You could have. Why don't you? Just,
well, no, not for you. I got to just put that in my mind.
I know.
Are you doing pay for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1963 or 1936. What was it?
What?
1936.
Total round trip. Total round trip.
Sorry, I understand. You're just doing it all wrong.
I'm not used to doing it. Where do I sign?
Yes.
Right here.
Are we gonna have to have voucher 101?
No, I turn one in all the time. Tell me what I need to do.
Just give me that on the stand.
No.
I'm gonna check it.
What are you doing?
I'm claiming mileage for the day. I didn't come with that.
I don't know if you let that go or not.
Well, I wouldn't, because there's no name, there's no address.
Your name, your address.
Put my name over here.
That's all right. I don't turn in vouchers very often.
You can dress them up, just can't take them out.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be this much trouble. I just tear them out.
Just, yeah. Hey, it's my turn to get after somebody instead of being the one.
It is Max's turn, I have to admit.
Probably the second one I've ever turned out.
It should look like this. This is what it should look like.
I haven't been out of town traveling, but I've got quite a few meetings.
Mr. Chairman.
Invited to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
He doesn't have mileage on his, though. His is meal reimbursement.
Yeah.
Put that on the side.
That's fine. You're probably as good as you're gonna get.
Mr. Chairman.
If there's any more than that, just shred it.
I'm gonna stamp this one, but I think you need to look at it close when it comes.
Take a look at this one, too, that's coming your way. You better be careful with that one.
You got one coming back.
You got one coming the other direction. So while you are all sitting there, I just wanna remind you that I'm using my personal phone a lot. So I need you to put my personal number in your phones.
Oh, yeah, because I'm gonna send you a picture.
If you can't get a hold of me on my commission phone, call my personal phone.
I don't have it.
That's why I'm gonna give you my number now. You ready?
No, just, you gotta wait just a second.
You want the world to know?
Boy, how hard is this?
Yes, how hard?